Here's the kickoff, Butch. All right. It's going to be taken by Powers at the 9. He's at the 10. Still at the 15. Now he's got some Hornets around him. And he's chopped down at the ankles at the 18-yard line by number 12, Cale Allen. Also, Connor Dixon in on the tackle for the Hornets.
Well, that's even better, as Benton would have had the ball on their own 20, but Chillicothe had somebody off sides. But instead, they're going to start this first drive of the second half on their own 18. So Chillicothe kind of gets a break of sorts for being off sides.
All right, here's Benton breaking huddle. Beautiful night for football. Everybody's out here in short sleeve shirts. Two wide receivers wide to the right. I formation in the backfield. DeParis Smith is in the backfield in the tailback position. He gets the pitch back. Tries to cross the 15. He does, and gets out to about the 17-yard line before Brett Stevens brought him down for the tackle. Cale Allen was also in there as well. All right, it's going to bring up a second down. They actually say he lost a yard, second and 11, as Pritchett, when he pitches that ball back, folks, to the running backs, he pitches it awfully early. They're fighting to get to the line of scrimmage to pick up any kind of positive yardage by the time they get the ball. Shotgun formation, two wide receivers set. Pritchett standing back in the pocket, throws over the middle, incomplete. The intended receiver was Will Prince at the 30-yard line. Went in and out of his hands. It was a good throw by Pritchett. Coverage by A.J. Van Houten, Brett Stevens, and it looked like also in on there was Bryce Young. 11-12 remains in this third quarter. Chillicothe leads it 35-7. No precipitation or wind is present at this time. Martell Stewart, Powers, and Woodruff wide to the right. The deep back is Smith. Shotgun formation for Pritchett. Rolls to his right. Plenty of time. Throws. It's caught by Martell Stewart at the 20. Spins off a defender, Cal Allen, and picks up three more yards out to the 23-yard line of Benton. Justin Van Houten and Cale Allen. Bryce Young also in on the charge of the wide receiver there.
So that'll bring up a fourth down and 4. And they get the ball out to the 23-yard line of Benton's, and definitely a punting situation for the Benton Cardinals.
Want to let you know that the Hornet football game is also being broadcast on the World Wide Web, courtesy of Green Hills Technologies in Breckenridge. Just go to our website at kchi.com, look at Randy Dean's picture, and then click on the link, and there you have us, football on Friday night. High snap, Pritchett keeps the ball and gets it away. Young fair catches it at the 48 of Chillicothe. That's Rockhold on the punt return, excuse me. And Chillicothe will start first and 10 at their own 48-yard line.
As Chillicothe leads 35-7, they'll get their hands on the ball for the first time here in the second half with 10:21 to go in the third quarter.
Late in the first half, we got a score on the Brookfield-Schuyler game. Brookfield was leading that game over Schuyler 20-6. Young will be wide to the left. Spencer Hart wide to the right. I formation in the backfield of Plummer, and the deep back is Rockhold. McCausland, your quarterback, fakes the pitch back to Rockhold, hands off to Plummer. Plummer gets up to midfield, a gain of about 1.5 yards on that first down carry for the Hornets. Tackle made by Jeff Cole and Brody Conroy.
Plummer's had a pretty good workout tonight, as Brett Stevens is sidelined because of an injury. And they're just letting him play defense tonight. So, anyway, Plummer's done a fine job as a backup for Brett Stevens.
Hart, Young, wide to the right. Plummer, Rockhold split in the backfield. Balance line in front from midfield. Reverse in the backfield. Fumbled by Young. He picks it up and just lays on it back at the 48-yard line of Chillicothe. Butch. I'll tell you what. Best thing that happened there for Benton is that Young fumbled it, because he had a lot of running room over here on the west sidelines.
A lot of green grass, and we need to mention, we haven't mentioned this tonight, the football dads have just once again just outdone themselves in decorating this field. They spent most of yesterday painting this field and getting it marked for homecoming, and it's just absolutely beautiful, the job they've done.
Alex Thompson wide to the right, Young wide to the left. Rockhold, Plummer split in the backfield. McCausland back to pass. Plenty of time. Unloads for Thompson down the east sidelines. It's up for grabs. It's caught at the 20. It is caught by Alex Thompson. baby, he's just grabbing them out of the air all night long, Butch.
Yeah, that's another great catch he's made. Made one early or during the second quarter. Oh, no. There's a penalty on the play. Come on.
My. Butch, I said after he made that catch in the first half that you're referring to where he caught it at the 5, it set up a Plummer touchdown.
Right, right.
I said that touchdown pass for Alex Thompson in last week's game it's like changed a whole new horizon for Alex Thompson.
It did.
He is a man. When he goes out for the passes, when that ball comes, you can just tell he knows he's going to get it.
That's right. He's a good athlete. He's got great hands. And let's see, he's just a junior, isn't
he? Just a junior.
And he can quarterback as he did last week. He played a little quarterback. And,
he's about 6'2".
He's
very tall and lengthy.
Very good athlete. So that, instead of having the ball deep in Benton territory, we're clear back on our own territory on the 35-yard line.
Third and 23 for the Hornets at their own 35. McCausland back to pass again. Three-man rush by Benton. McCausland's coming out of the pocket. He's going to have to get rid of it. Overthrows Young at the 45. But McCausland was just lucky to get out of the pocket or else he was going to be sacked in just a matter of seconds.
And McCausland did a nice job there of getting rid of the football, but unfortunately that was third down, so he's going to bring up a fourth now. I got fourth and, what is it, half of Livingston County. Fourth and 23. So obviously a punting situation here as Brett Stevens will come in and do the honors of punting this football.
Butch, correct me if I'm wrong, is this not the first time tonight we've punted the ball? I think we've scored every time we've had
the
ball.
You're right.
Brett Stevens into punt. Now the referees are stopping play once again. We have 8:41, third quarter. Chilligothe leads it 35-7. Back deep to accept the punt for the Benton Cardinals is Lucas Powers and DeParis Smith.
There's a penalty call there. I'm not sure. I don't quite understand all that, but anyway, they move the ball up 5 yards.
DeParis Smith and Lucas Powers standing back at their own 25. Here's the punt. Hit on the very tippy toe of Brett Stevens' foot. It is a short punt that takes a cardinal bounce towards the Hornet side of the field, and Benton will have it first and 10 at the Benton 46-yard line. Benton first and 10 at their own 46 as they start their second offensive possession of the second half, and they trail it 35-7 to the Chilligothe Hornets in this homecoming game for Chilligothe. McCausland's been playing very steady tonight, but all season long,
absolutely. He's just done a really good job. Really worked out it in the offseason, and he's gotten himself ready for this football season.
Shotgun formation for Pritchett. Two wide receivers to the right. That's Woodruff and Stewart. First and 10 for the Cardinals at their own 46. Pritchett's going to shuffle pass in front to Lucas Powers, and he's hit hard after a gain of 1 yard. Tackle made by Alex Keel and Brett Stevens of the Hornets.
Gain of about a yard as we've got 8:10 to go in the third quarter. Chillicothe leads 35-7.
All right, here's the Cardinals. Second down, they're going to say 8. At the 47 of the Cardinals, I formation of the backfield. DeParis Smith is the deep back. Lucas is his fullback. Martell Stewart catches it in the right flats, crosses midfield. He's trying to be pulled down from behind by Cale Allen by the jersey, but Stewart's leg drive gets him into Chilligothe territory down to about the 48-yard line of the Hornets.
Jersey really stretched there.
You remember back in the early
80s? Oh, those
80s
tearaway jerseys.
In the NFL.
Oh, those tearaway jerseys, they're crazy. They grab that jersey and just disappear.
And you know who I think about every time? Earl Campbell. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Sherry's sitting here behind us going, what are they talking about? All right. Third down and 3 for the Cardinals at the Hornet 48. Pritchett's going to keep it himself, and he's going to be punished for that as Nick Plummer stood him up from his nose tackle position and is helped by Justin Van Houten off that defensive line, and Pritchett gains no ground on that third down carry. And here's a big call by Matt Tabor, the St. Joe Benton Cardinals head coach, Butch. What do you do here?
He's going to call timeout and talk about it, I think.
All right, let's call it. Well, maybe not. Doesn't look like it.
They start to go over to the bench, and then he changed his mind. Let's see, we got 16 seconds on the play clock. So they're going to have to hurry up here a little bit. So it's fourth down.
They're going for it, Butch.
Three. Yeah, I would think so.
Maybe they might try to draw them off sides. Three wide receivers, 5 seconds on the play clock. Pritchett takes the snap, looks over the middle, throws. It's caught by Prince at the 30 on the run. He's at the 25, brought down at the 23-yard line. What a great throw there by Pritchett, Butch.
Yes, it was, and a heads-up play there by Benton. They kind of caught Chillicothe sleeping there because I don't think Chillicothe was expecting them to run a play. They were expecting them to punt, and Chillicothe's a little off guard there. Now they've got the ball down and deep in Chillicothe territory, the 24-yard line.
Alex Thompson on the stop of Prince there. First and 10 for the Cardinals at the 24. All right, here, let's see here. Looks like DeParis Smith got the carry. A gain of about one, or four actually, down to the 20 of Chillicothe. It'll bring up a second down. They're going to say a 7-yard is awaiting the Cardinals on the second down play. 5:50 remains in the third quarter. Cardinals trail it 35-7, but they're threatening down at the south end of the football field. High formation in the backfield of Powers and Smith. Pritchett goes back to pass. Look out! He's going to be brought. No, he's still on his feet. He's at the 20, goes straight up the middle, fights his way down to the 16-yard line. He avoided a tomahawk slam from behind by Alex Keel, and I don't know how he got away from it.
Just a good agility there, able to get his feet moving and got out of a really bad situation as Keel, I hate to say this, probably should have made the tackle. Don't like to criticize, but Keel had a hold of him and just couldn't come up with it. Nice effort that time by Benton.
Cale Allen and Van Houten, A.J. Van Houten, were in on the tackle of Pritchard. Third down and two for the Cardinals from the 15. Smith gets the call, and he's brought down for a loss by Brett Stevens.
Man.
Check that. That was number 22 on the carry, Darius Riley.
Nice.
Stevens brought him down for a loss, Butch.
Nice job by Brett Stevens. I'm telling you, he is a workhorse for this Chillicothe football team.
All right, Butch. Benton, it looks like, is going to call a timeout as they have a 4th and 3 awaiting them when we return after this timeout. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.